All right, ticket text, and we get to the callers. Take you to Tiger Baseball if you'd prefer Lions discussion. Odyssey.com Rewind. I also forgot to adjust my hat, and I'm wearing it like a child. Okay. I tilted my hat up and fully believed in Javi, but I was appreciative that it was happening, right? I am worried about Parker Meadows, and I'm a little worried about Torque. Like, if I had to name three guys, the Meadows thing is concerning because, look, I have to play him. He's electric defensively. He's worth his weight in gold. But, man, we're 110, 115 at-bats deep, and he is, from an offensive standpoint, unplayable. Unplayable.
Yeah.
And that's got to change. And they're kind of, they're stuck because you have to play. Like, he's that important defensively. I don't get to be like, ooh, fielding chaos. Mm-hmm. Not with Parker Meadows, you don't. So that one is one to watch. If Parker Meadows turned this around and became the guy he was at the end of last year and he's your leadoff hitter,
a different story.
Different tone to the lineup, too. But the problem, again, is everything for them is left-handed centric. Need a right-handed bat. A legitimate one.
Yeah.
Sorry, David.
I've been scared all season because they do nothing against good pitching, and that will get them bounced in the first round.
Well, no, because who's got great pitching? Look, this is why I really hope Rico's able to do shows next week about trades and getting better because the AL stinks. You realize that this could be an AL this year. The Yankees don't make it. I want you to think about that. And by the way, while everyone's trying to trade for Aroldis Chapman, the Red Sox might make it. Like, the AL playoffs could consist of the following. The Toronto Blue Jays.
Yep.
The zombie Astros. The Boston Red Sox. Like, who exactly, the Rangers are, what, three games out? Look, if the Rangers got in, that's a team I'd be worried about because comprehensively, they can go DeGrom, Eovaldi, and oh, my God, what is wrong with me? The other numbnuts they got. The point is, they've got the elite pitching to start, and they got great bullpen help. That's a team? Yeah, I'd be worried about that.
Yeah, because heaven forbid you lose a Scooble game. Now you're dead if you played them. That's why I'm saying you may want to start looking at a number two arm starting pitching.
Other than Gleyber Torres, there's not a consistent bat in the lineup right now. If I'm Scott Harris, I'm all in on Suarez and then a tweak of the bullpen. That is Michael from Chelsea.
Yeah, the Suarez thing, here's the worry. Look, everyone's going to want him. And I'd be careful paying for a rental. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm not going to participate. And if you can put that type of power bat in the order from the right side and lock down third base, check, check, and check. But be careful. Everyone's going to go after him. Now, do you have better stuff than the Yankees to go and get him? Absolutely. Your farm system towers above New York. But they're not going to be the only team.
Correct.
The Cubs are going to be involved. Everyone's going to be involved. It really depends on the market. But look, again, and I want to say this for the people in the back. There is no trade. Like I would pass out where I stood if I read a trade that involved McGonagall or Clark. I don't think those types of players are available. You're never trading those guys. I think the guys you've got to look
at. Yeah, because I don't think Scott Harris is going to do one of those move in silence, like, wow, make this big blockbuster deal.
All of a sudden, the Tigers have acquired Ronald Acuna. Right. No. That would be like a Skeens level thing.
Right.
It's not happening. But like a Briseno, a Lorenzo, guys like that, I mean, look, man, when you've got the player everybody wants, you're going to drive a hard bargain. I don't know.
Especially if there's competition. Yeah, okay, they're offering this. What can you add?
And you're not desperate. Other teams, the Yankees are desperate. You want the New York perspective? If they don't make the playoffs, the world ends.
It's so funny you say that, Mike, because if you make the playoffs, it's already a win. Just like last year was already a win. Now, if you get bounced early, okay, well, maybe next year. But you're right. I don't think that sense of urgency of we have to win this whole thing and we got to do it right now exists. It's not to say they don't want it, but you're right. Like your Yankees, the Dodgers, Yeah, we spent all this money.
Well, I think the Cubs have a desperation, too, just to be clear, because Kyle Tucker's headed to free agency. So they know this is our window. We got to get this done. I mean, Pete Crow Armstrong may never have another season like this. What Pete Crow Armstrong is doing is obscene.
And maybe the Tigers will be that way next year, depending on what happens to school. But right now, no. That sense of urgency of we have to make this move, it's not there.
Doesn't feel like it. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're doing party poppers next week. Who knows? Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Gentlemen, how are you?
Mark, we're okay, pal. What's going on?
Yeah, Mike, one of these days we're going to get you back into the fold for college football. It just isn't the same without you being a fan, I got to tell you.
Mark, I miss it, man. I do. It was my favorite sport. They just keep doing everything.
Mark,
to...
We briefly had him in 2021. Briefly, he was there.
I think we were all. You know why, Mark? And then I want to make
they
sure
were running
Mark,
a touchdown play.
No, because there were. It was off of COVID, and it was like, oh my God, human beings at games again. It was fun. Yeah.
Well, you got to see K-9 torch my Wolverines too. That's
I know that's my lasting memory of Spartan football. Right. So, what's on your mind with the Tides?
So, guys, look, I mean, Mike, I got one other point that kind of a side point I want to make, but being on hold. You know, listening to you, something kind of came to me, and I'm wondering what you guys think of this. It seems to me that when you got Scott Harris standing there saying, talking about how we're going to dominate the strike zone and both pitching and hitting, and you see what Hinch does and how Hinch likes to manage, Mike, you mentioned something about, you know, is it going to kind of mess up this chaos that Hinch likes to operate under. I think you need to go one step further, quite honestly. I have, as I listened to you, it kind of came to me, like, is it possible that Hinch is telling Harris that he doesn't want a player like, say, Suarez, because he doesn't want an infield where all four spots are locked in, so he doesn't get to move Veerling around, and he doesn't get to move McKinstry around, and he doesn't get to move Wenzel Perez around? I mean, if you get Suarez, you're locked in. It's Torkelson, Torres, Baez, and Suarez. I mean, there's no place to play McKinstry. There's no place to play Veerling. There's no place to play these guys, right?
Right.
You got Cole Keith has to DH. Well, what the hell do you do with Kerry Carpenter then? I mean, I don't know.
Mark, I don't think you're crazy to think that. I mean, none of us know the answer. Right. Obviously, AJ has a major say in what goes down, as he should.
You got a lot of good, but here's a lot of okay, but you don't have great.
But the one thing I want to say is, Mark, let's be clear about this. They wanted Alex Bregman and bad. So that you have to go back to that. Is they were willing to lay out the better part of $200 million to have the problem you speak of. So I've got to believe if it's the right player, they would do it.
Before they saw what Bias was going to do, before they saw what McKinstry was going to be, before they saw what Torkelson was going to bounce back. And you know, Mike, look, I agree with you on the other point you made too. And once again, I don't think you took that point far enough. And it was the second thing I wanted to talk to you guys about. And that is right now, I think, and I called you a month ago. I puffed my chest out. I took the bait. I said, I'm your Huckleberry. I'll talk to you about how I think the Tigers are going to be a World Series favorite or a contender. And now, anyone that looks at this last 20 games and thinks, you know, that it's not a concern is fooling themselves. And I got to tell you, I don't think it's just Meadows. It's Sweeney. It's Meadows. You're quickly getting to Baez and Torkelson. Yep. And you know what? These guys all seem to be just pressing. I mean, if I see one more Tiger take a middle fastball for a called strike three, I'm going to pull my damn hair out.
Mark, listen, and I love hearing from you. Please call more. I love the conversation with you. Don't freak out. Don't pull your hair out. But it's okay that you're having a realization. It is. We're up against it. I want to make sure I do this before David starts yelling at me in the talkback.
Gotcha.
Less than 48 hours Saratoga. I don't need the stress. 97. 97.1.